Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Alibaba sees large advertising gains in China. Google has moved one step further towards online TV. And Indian smartphone sales support budget brands. Alibaba's share of worldwide mobile ads has grown substantially, especially in its native China. It's estimated that the company's 35% share of Chinese mobile internet advertising revenue has grown in 12 months to just under 40%. Comparatively, whilst Alibaba's competition in the country is also experiencing growth, it's nowhere near the same level, with Tencent seeing just 2% growth. On the other hand, Baidu is expected to see an 8% fall in market share following multiple controversies over the course of 2016. Meanwhile, on the global mobile ad market, Alibaba has seen its share rise from 8.7% in 2015 to 11% this year. This is partly due to increasing cross-border sales in China as businesses like Alibaba and JD continue to move further abroad. In a plan that would see Google move further towards launching its own internet TV service, the search company has signed a deal with American network CBS. The deal means that Google would carry the network's shows, including live NFL games, on its channel. According to the Wall Street Journal, who first broke the news of the deal, Google would be offering users different sized packages for different prices. This would include the skinny bundle, which would cost US customers around $30 or $40 per month. The company has also reportedly been working on deals with Disney and Viacom in order to agree similar deals. The Indian smartphone market is undergoing a change as its citizens bought a record 35 million devices in Q3 2016. Whilst the record number of sales is not too shocking, as the quarter is usually a successful one for retailers in the run-up to the festival season and Diwali, critically, both Samsung and Micromax lost ground to budget competition. Whilst both companies still hold the largest two shares in the market, both saw a market fall of 4%. Manufacturers Xiaomi, Vivo, and Oppo all saw gains in the market. These gains now mean that all three companies now hold spots in the top 10 smartphone brands in the country. New research performed for Visa's 2016 digital payment study has revealed that now over half of Europeans make mobile payments on a regular basis. For the survey, more than 36,000 people were questioned from 19 different countries. It found that 54% of consumers in Europe now used digital payment services, up from a tiny 18% in 2015, showing a substantial change in attitude towards the technology. Kevin Jenkins, UK and Ireland Managing Director at Visa, said that this data is a confirmation that the future of digital payments has arrived. According to Visa, the paper represents a huge change in consumer adoption of digital payments after it also found that whilst 38% of those questioned last year said that they had not used mobile payments or indeed planned to do so, that number significantly dropped to 12% this year. And finally, Facebook users in the US will now be able to order food through the social networking site. Announced as part of the company's attempts to connect users and businesses, the new service will include a recommendations feature allowing people to share their favorite places to eat with friends. This new feature comes at the same time that users will now also be able to get a quote from some local businesses by moving tickets straight from their Facebook pages via Fandango and request appointments via the business Facebook page. Facebook also say that it will be launching more new features in a similar vein in the coming months. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.